Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Into the straight, and High Church out wide for Lane. Coming down the outside fence, took the lead from Unfurl. This is going to be four cups in a row for Weir. There is nothing this man can't do. It is all High Church racing away with a Sun Gold Milk Warrnambool Cup by six lengths observational. Unfurl a bonny little third.
It was a remarkable achievement. There is nothing this man can do. That was correct from Rick McIntosh. 14 winners from 30 races over the three-day carnival. He smashed his Commonwealth record, now sits on 352 winners for the year, and he won three of the majors as well, including the Warrnambool Cup. And he joins us this morning. Darren, good morning, mate. Can you believe what you've achieved over the past 3 days?
Oh, it's pretty hard to believe, really. We weren't expecting that to happen. We knew we had a few nice horses in there, and they were pretty fit and well, but we certainly weren't expecting that, but a good surprise.
I know you keep saying it's a huge team effort, and it's not just you, but it's everyone around your stables in Victoria that works hard. Was there a bit of a celebration last night?
To be honest, I didn't see many of them out. I think they might have had bits of some parties during the week, so they might have been resting up last night.
Of your performances, yesterday's win in the Cup by High Church, it was phenomenal.
Probably, everything worked out perfectly. They ran along at a good speed, which he needs because he gets back in his races, and he was able to get to the right part of the track. It was definitely faster out there. So Darren Murphy, who walks the tracks for us, him and Damien went for a walk before the Grand Annual, and they come up with a plan to get out there, and that might have made the win look a bit better because he got to the better ground. But the horse is going really well.
And if we go back a couple of days to Renew winning the Gallywood, he's an exciting star of the future when it comes to jumps racing. What plans have you got for him moving forward?
Obviously, we'll probably go to the Grand National Hurdle. So just how we get there, I'm not sure yet, but maybe running the Australian Hurdle and then go to the National. But, he's certainly, he loves the jumping, and he's sort of rejuvenated him a bit as jumps, jumping horses does quite often.
I read that yesterday. You basically said that with all the issue that's going on, read the beach down there. That if they don't allow the horses to get back onto the beach, you would seriously consider moving away from Warrnambool. Is it that serious an issue for the trainers down there?
It's manageable at the moment. There's no problem, but obviously they shut one of the beaches last week. So just have to have a plan in place if this stuff sort of keeps happening. So hopefully they can come to a resolution. But if not, we train in Warrnambool for the beach for no other reason. So if you can't use it, there's not much use being there.
What's the thoughts amongst those down there? Do they think it'll get rectified?
I'm sure there's lots of people in favour of it. And obviously, there's some that's not too, but I'm sure they'll come to some sort of resolution soon, hopefully.
Well, Weary, you're not a rear vision mirror man. We move forward because it's a huge weekend for yourself and the stable as well. You've got an army of horses heading to Flemington and also over at Morfettville. We might start with Morfettville because that's where the two Group 1s are. And it's great to see Morfettville with some huge prize money on offer. Their first $1 million race, of course, going around with the old Robert Sanks to the UBET Classic. And then you've got the Australasian Oaks, where you've got Canedna to be ridden by Johnny Allen. Not often you'd see a jockey coming off a Grand Annual win on the favourite in the Oaks over there.
No, I don't think you'd see that too often. But like I keep saying, he's just a good jockey that likes jumping horses, really. But she's going really well. He's ridden her in a lead-up races, and he galloped her on Wednesday morning and was happy with her. So, drawn a bit better barrier this time. So, yeah, hopefully she can be sort of in the first half and get her chance, really. Looks like the triple suitor, and ever since the blinkers have gone on, she's done a terrific job.
She's just gone to another level, hasn't she? Did she come through that last win extremely well? And as you said, it's her first attempt at the 2000, but she looked so strong at the end of her last win.
Yeah, she did. She's come through it well, and like, I guess you can only go on her last win whether you think she'd run the 2000 metres, but the way she powered through the line, I can't see it being a problem. Obviously, just a little query is a three-year-old filly doing three trips to Adelaide. It's quite a bit of travelling, but look, all the signs are good at home, and she looks terrific.
Yeah, she'll be extremely hard to beat. You've got Scarlet Billows in the $1 million U-Bet Classic. Bit of a roughie, about 40-1. Do you give it any hope of an upset?
Oh, it's about its right price, I think. It's probably a run or two away from being fit enough, but it's just sort of running this in a fortnight time. There's a bit more suitable race.
Ken's Dream's been racing magnificently recently, and I get the feeling that this Euclase has been a target race for him, up to $500,000 now, drawn nicely, barrier 5. What do you make of his chances come tomorrow?
Yeah, well, obviously, he has been aimed towards this race for the whole preparation, so he had a look at him yesterday as well. He looks terrific down at the beach, and he galloped really well on Tuesday morning, so... Yeah, he's in great shape and drawn to get a good run, and Dean gets on well with him. So we're really happy with the order of that horse too.
Well, they're the runners in the feature races. You've got a number of other runners throughout the day at Morpheville. Just quickly, your two-year-old, Indian Thunder, what do you make of its chances?
Drawn well. Sort of he's improved quite a bit from his first up run, and I haven't had much of a look at the race, but happy with the order of the horse.
And the form line stood it well with the horse that beat him last start, winning at Wagga during the week as well. You've got Tuscan Sling, Thermal Current in the DC Mackay Stakes. Tuscan Sling this time in the two runs, what have you made of them?
She ran very poorly first up. Not sure why, really. But we're really disappointed. She ran a bit better at Oakbank, and she's just taken quite a long time to get fit, so hopefully she'll run a bit better tomorrow. But I think the Thermal Current would be the best of my two there.
Thermal Current's your best. And then you've got 4 in the Queen of the South, Jenny Omar Jones, Turbo Miss, and Amelie Starr. Amelie Starr was a really nice run last start, and I see it's already been well-backed.
Yeah, she's a nice mare, obviously. Come back from injury off a long, long layoff, but she ran very... Both her runs have been very good, and she's in great shape. She's obviously drawn a bit tricky, but she'll have to get back anyway, and she'd be the best of those for sure.
Best of those. And who do you reckon's your best over the day in Adelaide?
Probably Ken's Dream. I just think he's been kicking along well, and just having a look at him during the week, he looks great and very, very fit. Good horse, I'm going to get the right run from a good gate, hopefully.
You're going straight from the Bull over to Adelaide?
I'm on the way to the airport at the moment, so yes, I am.
Very good. Well, you could have a good day at Flemington as well. In the first race, is Artica staying in Melbourne or heading up to Queensland for the Hollandale?
He'll have to stay in Melbourne, unfortunately. We just couldn't get the right flights for him, so he'll stay there and then head up for the Doomsday Cup.
Well, if we were going to take a bit of a tip in the fact that you thought he could be competitive in the Hollandale, I know he hasn't won under 2,000 metres, but considering he started about 4th favourite in the Caulfield Cup, it would be a pretty good race, the first at Flemington tomorrow, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I guess you would hope that he'd be running well, for sure. He's a bit of a hard horse to get a gauge on, but he's improved quite a lot from his first up run, so... I'm guessing a bit, to be honest, but we're hoping he'll run well.
Okay, has he shown you he's got good ability?
It's a bit hard to get a good guide on him. We don't gallop him a hell of a lot, but he's he just looks a lot better than what he did his first run. So hopefully we're sort of, hopefully that'll put him in a bit better stead, and hopefully he can be charging through the line so we can head up to Queensland in a couple of weeks.
You've got two others in the race, Master of Arts coming off the Adelaide Cup, and you've also got Dubai Escapade, the ex-WA galloper who ran reasonably well first up. How would you put them in order?
There's not a lot between a lot of them, to be honest. Probably, I don't know. Articus, I suppose, is probably the best performed out of them. But, the other two horses are in good shape, but looking down the track at other races.
Okay, you've got Rock for the Ladies and Kenny Anna in the fourth. Who's your pick out of those two?
I'm just hoping there. Hopefully they run a bit better than what they did last time.
All right. Well, I think you might be doing more than hoping in race number six, because you've got the Sorceress, who's a pretty firm favourite, and she gets back on top of the ground, which should suit.
Yeah, and drawn well, so she's going to get a good run, and happy with her. She's going to run well. She's a very fit horse as well.
You've got Gun Case going around in the sprint second up, taking much improvement. It's got a great record second up.
Yeah, he has got a good record, but I've seen him work also on Tuesday morning, and I didn't think he worked great, so he might still need another run yet.
Okay, and Stegler. This is one that Dean Lester was keen on this morning, and I went back and had a look at its replay, and really hit the line nicely last time out. This horse that you're keen on tomorrow?
Yeah, happy with Stegler. Probably the only little thing would be probably would have liked one more run. He's still a bit of work in progress sort of thing. He's not 100% fit, but he's probably fit enough to be running well in a benchmark 78, which is probably a good grade for a horse like this.
And that's why you've stayed at the 16?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
All right, Darren, who's your best in Melbourne?
Oh, probably Stegler. You know, he looks like he's going to get a good run, and Flemington will suit him, and he's in good shape.
Darren, I appreciate you taking the time to come on and have a chat to us this morning. It's been a phenomenal week for the stable, and fingers crossed it continues tomorrow.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Darren Weir.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.